9. The Celestial Guardians. Creature Trinitized sons are embraced by the Paradise Trinity in classes of 7,000. These Trinitized offspring of perfected humans and of Paradise Havona personalities are all equally embraced by the deities, but they are assigned to the superuniverses in accordance with the advice of their former instructors, the Trinity Teacher Sons. Those of more acceptable service are commissioned High Sun Assistants. Those of less distinguished performance are designated Celestial Guardians. When these unique beings have been Trinity embraced, they become valuable adjuncts to the superuniverse governments. They are versed in the affairs of the ascendant career, not by personal ascension, but as a result of their service with the Trinity Teacher Sons on the worlds of space. Almost 1 billion Celestial Guardians have been commissioned in Orvontan. They are chiefly assigned to the administrations of the Perfections of Days on the headquarters of the major sectors and are ably assisted by a corps of ascendant sun-fused mortals. The Celestial Guardians are the officers of the courts of the Ancients of Days, functioning as court messengers and as bearers of the summonses and decisions of the various tribunals of the superuniverse governments. They are the apprehending agents of the Ancients of Days. They go forth from Uversa to bring back beings whose presence is required before the superuniverse judges. They execute the mandates for the detention of any personality in the superuniverse. They also accompany spirit-fused mortals of the local universes when, for any reason, their presence is required on Uversa. The Celestial Guardians and their associates, the High Sun Assistants, have never been indwelt by adjusters. Neither are they spirit nor sun-fused. The embrace of the Paradise Trinity does, however, compensate for the non-fused status of the Trinitized Sons of Perfection. The Trinity embrace may act solely upon the idea which is personified in a creature Trinitized Son, leaving the embraced Son otherwise unchanged, but such a limitation occurs only when so planned. These twice Trinitized Sons are marvelous beings, but they are neither as versatile nor dependable as their ascendant associates. They lack that tremendous and profound personal experience which the rest of the sons belonging to this group have acquired by actually climbing up to glory from the dark domains of space. We of the ascendant career love them and do all in our power to compensate their deficiencies, but they make us ever grateful for our lowly origin and our capacity for experience. Their willingness to recognize and acknowledge their deficiencies in the experienceable realities of universe ascension is transcendently beautiful and sometimes most touchingly pathetic. Trinitized Sons of Perfection are limited in contrast to other Trinity-embraced sons because their experiential capacity is time-space inhibited. They are experience deficient, despite long training with the Supreme Executives and the Teacher Sons, and if this were not the case, experiential saturation would preclude their being left in reserve for acquiring experience in a future universe age. There is simply nothing in all universal existence which can take the place of actual personal experience, and these creature Trinitized Sons are held in reserve for experiential function in some future universe epoch. On the mansion worlds, I have often seen these dignified officers of the high courts of the superuniverse look so longingly and appealingly at even the recent arrivals from the evolutionary worlds of space that one could not help realizing that these possessors of non-experiential trinitization really envied their supposedly less fortunate brethren who ascend the universal path by steps of bona fide experience and actual living. Notwithstanding their handicaps and limitations, they are a wonderfully useful and ever-willing corps of workers when it comes to the execution of the complex administrative plans of the superuniverse governments.